So we're going to continue down the line. Our open forum is scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock, and because we may have folks that would like to share comments on our action items for today, we are going to hold that until the 2 p.m. Central time frame. So with that, we're going to go down to number 8, which is an informational item. We've got Randy Kittle, our grants coordinator, who will be joining us to talk about the LWCF and RTP final project list. So, Randy, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, you can begin whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Randy Kittle, Grants Coordinator for Division of Parks and Recreation. This afternoon, I'd like to give you an update on Land and Water Conservation Fund. We use these funds for state projects as well as city projects. In recent years, we've been able to do a local grant cycle every year. As you can see from your handout, the funds come from royalty lease from offshore oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Park Service is the federal agency that administers these funds, and these grant dollars are a 50-50 match for local grant recipients. These dollars come in the form of a reimbursement once the project sponsor has completed the work. So you can see the list there. We funded 7 city projects this year. The city of Aberdeen, they have applied for a fitness area. That will be in addition to the Coonerd Arboretum in the south side of town along Moccasin Creek. A fitness area is kind of a newer concept for parks. They are setting up an area in an intersection of their trail system. And in that area, they will have a few pieces of fitness equipment. So trail users, when you're out walking, running, riding your bicycle, you can stop and do some other exercises to exercise your body more than just doing the walking and running. So it will have a rubberized surface underneath it to make it accessible to people with mobility issues. We'll have a shade structure over it to help with our summer heat, protect folks a little bit when they're out there enjoying the area. So that grant, we're giving them $91,000 to complete. The city of Britton, they will be replacing the lights at their baseball field. We're giving them $144,000 in that grant. City of Del Rapids, they're replacing an existing small picnic shelter and restroom facility with a nicer picnic shelter that will be able to host special events for, you know, families, churches, different groups like that, potentially wedding parties and so on. You can see we've got $250,000 there to help them with that project. The city of Kadoka, they have a basketball court that was originally funded with Land and Water Conservation Fund assistance back in the 1970s, and it's outlived its useful life. So they'll be replacing that. The town of Lesterville, they will be replacing the lights at their baseball field. That also is a Land and Water Conservation Fund site from back in the 70s, maybe even the early 80s. The city of Mitchell, they're going to start meeting some of the need that the pickleball community is expressing concern for. They'll be constructing 6 pickleball courts in Hitchcock Park, so that will be new construction. In the city of Yankton, they will be converting 2 tennis courts into 6 pickleball courts at Westside Park. That's a $34,000 grant we will be giving them. So in total, that's $803,411 of federal pass-through money that is going to fund these 7 city projects. So over $1.5 million worth of total project will be completed with those 7 projects. Does anyone have any questions regarding the LWCF grants?
Yes, very good. Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. Commissioner Bartley here. Thank you so much for that report. I just have a question is, how do these projects actually coordinate with Game, Fish, and Parks? Just simply because, you know, baseball fields, things of that nature, you know, people don't necessarily associate those with game, fish, and parks. So how do these communities tie these together through game, fish, and parks in order to qualify for these? And then a second question, if I might, Madam Chair, what's the application process? How does that work?
Okay. We have been announcing an application cycle every spring, usually about the 1st of February. We open it up, and we close the application period at the end of April. It's a competitive grant program. The communities work through the planning and development districts across the state. Their staffs are very helpful, very familiar with the program. They help the cities put the application together. They submit it. The project has to meet the criteria that are identified in the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. We are required by the National Park Service to update that document every 5 years. And so in 2023 was our most recent edition of that. Communities look at those. We fund public park-type projects, a lot of playgrounds, a lot of pools, splash pads, pickleball courts have been becoming very popular lately, a lot of those type of projects that there aren't a lot of other funding sources for communities to look at. In terms of the application, we post the application on the department website every spring. We do a press release a couple years ago. I worked with the Municipal League magazine. We did an article and featured both of these programs, and we spotlighted the City of Aberdeen and the City of Custer as being communities that have received both of these grant funding sources in recent years to make park and trail type improvements in their communities. So people call me frequently with questions regarding park projects, and we try to do what we can to help steer them in the right direction.
Very good. Any other questions?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
Thank you. Commissioner White here. I notice that with the participation on the different projects, there's a different amount of what they are contributing to the grant amount. Is there a specific percentage that you deal with, or is it case by case?
It's 50% of what their project is approved for that they can be reimbursed.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments for Randy? It looks like there are no other questions from the commission. It looks like a lot of good funds going to our communities. Thank you, Randy.
You want me to proceed with rec trails now?
Yes, please.
All right. The recreational trails program, these funds come to the state through the gas tax. The Federal Highway Administration is the federal agency that administers these funds. This program is an 80-20 match, so it's a good investment opportunity for communities, trail groups to expand trail projects in their communities. So you can see the list there. We've got kind of a unique list this year. We've got three solar light projects. I think it's almost the first time that we funded these. We had one a couple years ago. We've got the City of Belfouche. They're installing 22 solar lights along the Riverwalk Trail there in town. There's $100,000 going toward that. The City of Box Elder, they're installing 34 solar lights along the Foxborough Trail System. That trail system was actually funded through this program a year ago. So the trail is being constructed, and then they will be installing solar lights there as well. The City of Deadwood, this project is what we have to refer to as a motorized trail project. So the city is going to be funding a off-highway vehicle trailhead parking area will be located just below the lodge there in Deadwood, and it will give them connection for the OHVs to get to the Mount Roosevelt trail system. The City of Elk Point, they will be paving an existing trail in Lyons Park. There's $38,000 there. The City of Spearfish is installing 28 solar lights at various locations along their trail system. a little over $157,000 there. And the city of Watertown is going to be resurfacing a section of their paved trail along the northeast side of Lake Hempaska. So you can see a little over $819,000 that we funded toward trail projects across the state. Any questions?
Any questions? Yes, Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Now I have to throw one out to you. Can these funds be used within a state park, within one of our state parks, on one of these trails, you know, one of these little hiking trails throughout the parks, or is this only dedicated to other entities within the state?
No, we use both of these funding sources for our projects within our state parks and recreation areas. Just for this presentation today, we were just showing you what we're doing with the funds for communities across the state as partners. Yeah. We regularly use these funds for projects throughout the state. You know, we've paved trail here at Farm Island a couple of years ago. You know, we've done work at Good Earth, Adams Homestead, Lewis and Clark, just a variety of parks across the state in our system.
Follow-up?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Follow-up. Thank you for that. At some point in time, would you might be able to get that, or maybe Jeff can get that to us, as far as how the dollar amount that might be used within the park, within our own park system itself, on those recreational trails. I'd be interested in that, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
Certainly. We'll do that.
Other questions for Randy or comments? Randy, just to clarify, is this also a yearly grant application as well?
Yes, this is an annual application. Usually about the second week in January, we open applications. Usually early to mid-April, we close the application cycle. Both of these programs are competitive grant programs, meaning we have more applications than we have money to go around, more requests for funding than we have money.
That was my follow-up.
Last year, this year we had about 20 applications for LWCF, and we funded the seven that were there. Here we funded six projects, and we had about another seven or eight that we didn't fund for local trail groups.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you for both of those reports. Very good.